Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A visit to the Beanhart Bible Museum allows visitors to explore many displays and artifacts. And while you can observe the purpose and background of such items, an opportunity to learn a little bit more is coming up. Beanhart Executive Director Ralph Calhoun joins me, and we talk about the director's tour coming up at Beanhart. Ralph, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for letting me be here.
An insider's look at what guests will enjoy during the tour. When will the tours be taking place?
Well, it's tomorrow. Tuesday, February the 19th. We do one tour at noon and then another tour at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
So able to get two groups of crowds in there. Now, something like this is something people can really get a behind-the-scenes look at what takes place at the Beanhart and some of the exhibits there. Specifically, a featured exhibit that you're going to be sharing on, the Winslow Homer Collection. Tell us about Homer and the exhibit.
Well, it's an interesting exhibit. We found out about this painting actually when we were still doing the construction at the Bible Museum a few years ago. A guy named Bill Allen came through. We were showing him the space, and he said, "Hey, I've got this Winslow Homer painting that was lost and then rediscovered. It's called Watching the Shot." And he gave me some information about it. It sat on top of my file cabinet forever. And then one day, I thought, I'm going to give Bill a call and let's get this. And it's a painting that was that Homer did during the Civil War of a battle late in the war. And it shows up in catalogs in the late 1880s, and then it just disappears off the art world map. And then in 1988, it shows up at an auction, and Mr. Allen finally gets it. So it's one of these lost paintings that just shows up.
So almost about 100 years?
Yeah,
wow.
Literally. I mean, there's like two or three paintings that Homer did that have done this. And, you know, you don't know if it's been destroyed or just, I picture these sitting up in somebody's attic for, you know, decades just gathering dust, but it came back to them.
Yeah, what kind of perspective is given in this this picture? You mentioned watching the shots.
It's called Watching the Shot, and it really is, it would be the perspective of a soldier who's a little behind the action. This is in a ravine. There's a bridge and a creek, and you can very carefully see there's one shot's been fired, one person's been hit, and there at that point, very few people even realize the engagement has happened. But the person who's doing the painting is watching the shot as it happens. He sees the action.
Well, something hopefully whet your appetite to get a firsthand look at. Not only with his painting, Ralph, but also Homer noted for some wood engravings.
Right.
Well.
Early in Winslow Homer's career, he did wood engravings for popular magazines like Leslie's Illustrated News, those kind of things. And it shows the early parts of his career and themes that he later picks up in paintings. Homer's really well known for seascapes. I mean, that's what I think of him as a seascape painter. And these are, they lead up to that. There's a good number of Civil War paintings. If you're a Civil War buff, this would be something to come out and take a look at. And then there are a lot of paintings of women. His view of women, he holds them almost doll-like. They're beautiful, but there's a stiffness to them. And he was very uncomfortable approaching women in his personal life. And you can kind of see that in the paintings. And you also begin to see some of American society getting out of the house and doing things. There are a lot of beachscapes where people are swimming together. And we don't think of it this way, but in the, you know, the early 1800s, men and women didn't swim together, and they really didn't go out to the ocean and swim. You waded, but you didn't really go in the water and swim. But he's got some of that in there too.
And well, the exhibit there for just a couple more weeks.
Two more weeks, really.
Yeah, the time to find out some of the behind the scenes stories about some of these engravings as well as the picture there from Winslow Homer. Of course, lots of great stories I'm sure to be shared about the Bibles at the museum.
I've got Bibles spread throughout the exhibits, and what I like to do with this, and it's more of a personal thing in some ways, is I just point out the ones that I really enjoy. There are a lot of neat stories about the people who print Bibles, the people who translate Bibles. So it's sort of the history and the culture of some of the pages that we've got out on exhibit.
And the Russian icons, beautiful, unique collection of artifacts that you have there. Some of the information you're going to be able to provide, or at least, you know, share one that stands out to you from the Russian icons.
From the icons? We've got three just absolutely gorgeous, probably three-quarter life-size paintings of saints. They're very different than what we in Monroe encounter in our churches, even as stained glass. What I talk about with these particular icons is the idea that with a Russian icon, you're not looking at an image, but the belief would literally be that we're looking through a window into heaven. So I'm seeing Joshua, not a painted image of him. And I think that's very different than in a Catholic icon or in a Protestant church where we've got stained glass. We think of those as images or representations, but it's different.
Yeah, hear a lot of great stories, a lot of inside information, if you will, with the director's tour coming up tomorrow again at noon and at 6. Other events coming up at Beinhart, and notice a Snapshot coming up in March.
Snapshot Saturday is something we do the day before Easter. People come out dressed to the hilt and take pictures throughout the garden. It's a great opportunity for that.
And also, looking ahead, something I just noted on your calendar here, Ralph, Dog Day in the Garden coming up in June.
Dog Day in the Garden. I've been here for 14 years. I can't tell you how many thousands of people have said, can I bring my dog to the garden? And we always say no. And I decided I would do this. I thought my staff and board would think I was crazy. And at the board meeting, when I said something about it, one of my board members said, now that is really great. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have, it's kind of like Snapshot Saturday, except it's for dogs.
And of course, someone would like to find out about the director's tour. Reservations are required on that. How can they do so?
Call 387-5281. Or you can email me directly today, director@bmuseum.org.
Ralph Calhoun, Executive Director with the Beinhart Bible Museum and Gardens. Ralph, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.